Welcome to the Husband Material Podcast, where we help Christian men quit pornography. So you can change your brain, heal your heart, and save your relationship. My name is Drew Boa, and I'm here to show you how. Let's go. Hey, everyone. I'm here today with my friend, Sean Bonito, a fellow Canadian, fellow Bravehearts certified sexual integrity mentor. Sean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey guys, I am Sean. My wife and I actually run a division of a nonprofit called Secret Habit. The nonprofit is called Open Door Center. We're based out of Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Woo!
Sometimes people don't even know where that is. And we were called here to do ministry back in June. So a lot of my life included not knowing where that was. So now we're here. We run it as coordinators for this nonprofit. We mentor, we educate, we're learning the ropes through COVID-19, and we get chances to connect with guys like Drew. So we're excited to be on this podcast.
Yeah. So Secret Habit specifically helps people with their unwise sexual behavior, with pornography, and also with betrayal, right?
Yeah. My wife unfortunately went through the betrayal of my own pornography addiction. So she indirectly probably wouldn't have chosen it herself, but has become an expert in that just through healing herself and study. And now she gets to help other women through that. So it's been an absolute blessing.
Yeah. You know, I bet some people didn't know it was possible that we are having this podcast in North America, but with 4 hours of time difference between us. Amazing.
I had no idea that, because in Canada, the East Coast is typically Toronto, which is 3 hours ahead from where I was from in BC. And you kind of forget that there's a further point. So we've learned a lot coming out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Sean, tell us a little bit of your story. How did the Lord bring you freedom from pornography?
Yeah. Well, I'd love to start kind of when I saw pornography, which was when I was 10. I think if we can all go back to when that happened, we realized there was holes and voids in our life. So I saw pornography at 10. There was a void in my life. My mom stopped going to church at the time. It was a season where she started drinking and smoking at a neighbor's house. So I was kind of in a place where I was seeking love and affirmation and even just to be noticed. I remember just wanting somebody to ask me, Sean, how are you doing? So that was really a time in my life where there was a huge void. And when I saw pornography, I knew it was wrong, but I could not look away. And I was hooked right then and there. So the next progression of my life kind of was parents were emotionally distant. I was in my room, after school, 6 hours a night, watching pornography, playing video games. So isolation really became my norm. And it created in me a shame where I really hated myself, a fear of people finding out what was going on in my life, and really just a self-hatred that I was steeping so low. I would see other people playing sports and just having a life. And I was stuck even at a young age of like 11, 12, 13. I already knew that I was trapped. It got so bad in my life. At 19 years old, I was struggling with erectile dysfunction. I wasn't a Christian, so I was having sex regularly. And it was an eye-opener, to say the least, that a young, healthy, testosterone-filled man can struggle to get an erection. And it was absolutely devastating. So that was really an eye-opener, that this was more than just an addiction I had on my own time in my bedroom. When it became bigger than that, I was terrified. Just to touch on how I found the Lord, it was at 22 years old. I always kind of tell this story from a side of, wow, that's amazing, but also, wow, that's hilarious. I went to a church one morning, about 800 people, and the pastor is preaching on sexual immorality. And I always joke that I was probably the only one out of 800 people that was excited that morning. And it wasn't that I was excited because I had found Jesus right away or anything. I was excited because the pastor said, you can be free from pornography, and here's the answer. And I had never, ever heard anybody talk like that before. So the hope for my life and salvation was incredible. But what I kind of realized rather quickly was that I actually started feeling more pressure. Like, I got baptized and wanted to follow Jesus, but there was no real help around pornography. So I actually felt more pressure because here I was giving my life to Jesus. I should be this perfect person. So that was an interesting time in my life. And that kind of brought me into a place where I wanted to honor the Lord with my body. So I was going to wait until marriage to have sex. And, you know, I met my wife. I met Helena. We have a bit of an interesting story where she actually came to Canada to explore British Columbia and the nature. She came to be very independent and not really meet a guy. And I was in a place where I was off work. I was in a real dark season of my life. I was addicted in a hopeless way like never before. And I remember when I met Helena, it was just one of those those humorous God moments where he says, I'm going to connect you guys because I can make this work. And, we started dating actually through Skype because Helena was traveling around BC. And it was just really easy for me to hide behind the screen with my porn addiction. So I remember telling her that I was getting help with porn, which was my way to tell her that I was addicted. But I told her in a way that made her feel like I was actually getting help. But I was lying. So that was a common thread in our relationship. I would lie. I would hide. I would escape. And basically what had happened was that bled into our marriage. I was actually able to, basically the day we got married until about 2 months into marriage, I was able to kind of white knuckle myself and white knuckle my way into not relapsing. And one night I woke up middle of the night, I grabbed my phone, went to the bathroom, watched porn, masturbated. And for the first time I went back into the bedroom and I had my wife laying in the bed. And it really dawned on me that I had chosen a screen over my wife. God gave me this gift to enjoy sex with, and I was choosing pixels over my wife. And that was a horrible moment. I ended up waking up the next morning in tears, was shaking, and I had to tell Helena what I had done. And that created a devastating moment in our new marriage. We always say that our honeymoon phase ended just like that. And it was absolutely devastating. It's great that we can laugh today, but it was absolutely devastating. And basically that was the next, 5 months of living hell, lying and mood swings and just no connection in our marriage. Sex was just physical. There was no emotion. It was absolutely brutal. And there was this breaking point. Helena had enough. She had heard from the Lord that she was to cast this vision and this picture for me. She basically said, Sean, this is what is going to happen in our life if you keep doing that. This is what's going to happen with us and our future kids and our relationship with the Lord. And this is what life would look like if you quit. And she really casted this vision for me, which wasn't so much an ultimatum, but it was more of her speaking to my language, my personality, where I like to see something and then get it done. So I feel like God really spoke to her in that moment. And, that was really a rock bottom for me. I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I finally realized what I was doing to her and what it was doing to her future. So about a month later, I ended up making the decision to quit pornography for the first time ever. I had always said, I'm not going to do it again, but I had never said like, I'm quitting. God, I've tried everything. I need your help. I am sick and tired of doing this on my own. So that's really what changed for me in that moment. I know some people always ask what changed when you actually made that decision. Well, I actually surrendered the strength to Jesus. I combined my faith in him with science of things that I was already doing practically. And it's amazing for when those things combine, what actually can happen. So basically what the Lord did, man, is 2 to 3 months after quitting pornography, it was mind-blowing, this new hope and this life and this energy and this clarity, our sex life, our intimacy, our marriage in general, just everything in my life started getting better. And it was so clear that porn had stolen 14 years of my life, and I had never known a life without porn. And I was so ready to live in the life that God wanted for me. And that's really where Secret Habit was birthed. I started feeling this life that Jesus wanted. I started feeling life to the fullest, as he says in John, in the Gospel of John. And it's like so much of these porn, anti-porn websites talk about like porn's bad, don't do this, don't do that. But they don't talk about the amazing things you actually get and you live in when you quit pornography. So that's really where Secret Habit was birthed. That's where it comes from. And that's really our whole mission, is offering hope to people that there's a better life for them and that the life that they can live is better than anything they could imagine. So everything we do at Secret Habit is about that. And that's really where it's birthed, 14, 15 years of addiction. And I just am so in awe that the Lord wants to use guys like you and I to do this work.
Amen. Amen. I'm struck by what you're saying, because there is a lot of research out there being published on the harms of pornography. I have a book here called How Pornography Harms by John Fober. Great book. There aren't nearly as many books about the benefits of quitting pornography. And maybe part of that is because there just haven't been enough stories of significant multi-year freedom coupled with restored purpose and hope and relationships to really have the ability to do that research.
Right.
But like, Sean, it sounds like this one area of your life was kind of like a domino. And when it fell over, all these other results started coming to fruition.
Yeah, that's it, man. The domino effect is real. Yeah. I look back and I can imagine I was a very entrepreneurial person in the secular business world. And I probably would have been a millionaire today if it wasn't for pornography. Like, I was hindered every single day by my porn addiction. I lived in a fog of fear and self-hatred that just never allowed me to excel in the secular business world.
So it was hindering your career.
Yeah, I would wake up just fearful, self-hatred. I would be exhausted because I would be up till midnight watching porn and masturbating, wake up with shame. So everything I did was a result of pornography. And it's like the fruit of the spirit. It's like the fruit of the flesh, right? I was reaping the fruit of the flesh, and it ruined me.
So now when you wake up and you go to work, what's the difference?
Man, you know, I we were talking a week or so ago, and it's just that idea of holistic healing. Like, I wake up today, and even if I do still have some negativity, which we all do, and we're not free from that, for say, we still live in the flesh and in the world, in the world today for sure. What I'm aware of today is that those aren't me. Like, I don't live in a negative thought is my identity. I'm not ashamed by a negative thought. I can actually wake up in the morning and have clarity around who I am and whose I am, which allows me to sit down and, let's say, I grab a journal and I write out even some of the negative thoughts I have. It's actually become easy, simple and easy to say, God, what do you want me to be thinking right now? And I can actually rewire that thought right in the moment, when before, you know, I would wake up with a thought and that would be my identity for the rest of the day. And it's amazing when you rewire those thoughts, how, you know, I am afraid of this today. You can rewire to that and say, the Lord is with me and I'm a conqueror in everything he brings me into. It's amazing how opportunities just kind of flow into your life when you're prepared to just take on anything the Lord brings your way. And I do believe that pornography hinders the Lord from working in your life. And I believe that's why a lot of people don't actually live in the purpose God has for them. And they're actually tired every day. They always ask, like, Lord, what do you want to do with my life? And we see a lot of people, you know, in their 50s and 60s working dead end jobs because they never asked the Lord to show them and they never stepped into it. So I know it's hard to believe how much it impacts like the work life, but we've entered full-time ministry and it's unbelievable how being free from all that stuff has allowed us to actually minister, not just work for the Lord, but actually minister and be his vessels.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I feel like there are a lot of people who are struggling with porn, like, oh yeah, it's part of my life and I'm probably always going to struggle with it at some level. And there's a bit of hopelessness around that.
Yeah,
there's a bit of a kind of a resignation to this fact of life that I'm a sexual person and I need a sexual outlet. So I'm kind of doomed, sexually speaking, and not realizing that maybe instead of trying to solve our problem with energy or work or relationships, if we could knock down this one domino, I mean, just imagine the what would be unleashed with living out my identity in Christ, experiencing real intimacy, having freedom to pursue my calling, health, wholeness, abundant life. Man, it's on the other side of this one journey to sexual redemption. Right now in our world with the pandemic of COVID-19, it seems like a lot of things might be more important than freedom from porn. Like getting my finances together or figuring out what I'm going to do while I'm alone at home and socially isolated. I mean, Sean, why is freedom and healing a priority right now? Why is it a bigger priority than trying to survive socially or financially?
Yeah, again, goes back to the holistic healing. I think that if we as Christians believe that Jesus is our foundation, everything else is built on that foundation, right? If we believe that when we tithe, Jesus will bless that and we're sowing and we will reap, we always have to look at our life as, what are we sowing? So when we think about just, you know, building security around finance and stuff, we're not really sowing anything. We're just protecting what we have. So when we actually quit things like pornography and work on our character and build our faith and actually experience Jesus, experience life and build intimacy in our marriage or with a partner, we're actually sowing into the future so that when we walk into it, we can actually reap a reward. We're investing instead of just living in the now, right? It's good to be present, but we always have to be investing so we become better, greater people, closer to sanctification. And that's one thing that I see all the time. It's like, it's easy to fall into the trap of like, I'm good enough, but then you're only as good as today. And that's something I always have to remind myself of. So yeah, you know, it's easy to get caught up in finances and the things right now, toilet paper and all that stuff. But we need to realize that there's a bigger cause than just surviving right now, right? Like our faith and sanctification, the life we live in the future, the pandemic will end. And if we only have our finances, what else are we going to have? Like, are we going to build ourselves so we can actually make more finances when the pandemic ends? Are we going to build ourselves so we can have a greater marriage when we can get back outside and start living that regular routine? Are we going to, you know, do something that actually evolves into something greater later, not just for the present moment? So it's holistic. It's so holistic.
That's a good thought, that right now everything is telling us to be concerned with the immediate.
Yeah.
With what's right in front of me. You mentioned toilet paper. For me, it's diapers. I gotta get some diapers for my 2-year-old. But what's urgent is not necessarily what's important. Mm-hmm. And underneath what you're saying, there's this assumption that the most important person and priority in our lives is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if the number one obstacle to abundant life in Him is pornography and our sexual struggles, then that's where we need to focus right now.
Perfect.
And seek the kingdom of God and let everything else fall into place. Man, this almost sounds prophetic to me. I'm not a very prophetic person, but I just feel like that's what I need to hear right now.
So good. I need to hear it too. Thank you for reminding me.
Like, Jesus is number one. Relationship with Him comes before anything else. And pornography, I think from most of us, for me especially, was evidence that there was something in the way between me and Him. That there was this self-hatred, this fear, these unprocessed wounds from the past. I mean, if we can get through those, then we can have so much more peace when we're dealing with the finances.
Yeah.
And when I'm trying to navigate my marriage when we're in the house together all day.
That's it. Yeah, you hit it, man. That's the biggest thing, is even now being, we're full-time ministry, so we fundraise our salary. And it really wasn't until we started giving everything we had to Jesus that the phone started ringing for people to give. Like, it's been a radical experience that when we're trying our hardest to make people, you know, want to hear about Secret Habit and donate, man, it just doesn't happen. But when we just surrender to the Lord and do what He wants, we wake up and ask, Jesus, what do you want us to do today? And just to tie into like two stories for me, like if we go back to when I made the decision to quit pornography, it was surrendering to Jesus and then working the practical steps. It wasn't doing the practical steps hoping Jesus would bless them, right?
Yeah, amen.
Surrendering to Jesus, then building on top of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're out there wondering, okay, what is this connection between surrendering to Jesus and quitting pornography? I just want to share a Bible verse. This is from 1 Thessalonians 4. says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans, everybody else who do not know God. And for God did not call us to impurity, but to live a holy life. So there you have it, crystal clear. That's God's will for us. At least that's a big part of it. So maybe if you want a breakthrough in your career, in your relationships, or in some area of your life, maybe you need to start pursuing God's will in this area of sexuality first. And Sean, I just think it's so cool that that's what brought you to Christ. I mean, I've never heard a story like that before.
That's so true. Yeah, it's amazing, man. And you know what? The pastor that was preaching that message ended up becoming a great light to me. He married Helena and I. Wow. And it's just amazing how God would use a story like that. And I was just at a place where basically for me, man, I had told myself, Sean, you have tried everything to find comfort in life. You've tried everything that the world tells you should work. And it sucks. Everything you've tried sucks. It failed. It's miserable. Why don't you try Jesus? Because everyone who's talking about Jesus is on fire.
Yeah.
Like that was basically a moment I had in my life. And that was the other moment I was going to say. It's like I had to surrender to Jesus to then begin a new life.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the beginning.
That's the beginning.
Not, right. That's not the band-aid. That's not the final solution. Jesus then takes you on a journey with a lot of courage, risk, and practical actions involved every day.
Yeah. We drove 8,000 kilometers to move to Nova Scotia to do his work. So he'll take you on a journey, that's for sure.
Yeah, 8,000 kilometers and who knows how many miles emotionally.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, it's so cool to be on this journey with you. And that's one of my prayers, is that through people finding how much freedom from porn is available in Christ, they would become Christians.
Yes.
No. Yeah. When they see the transformation that's taking place, when we receive his power and his presence. I mean, that's probably actually, when I look back, that's the biggest evidence that I had that the resurrection is real. Because he resurrected me in my sexuality.
Amen.
And in my spirituality and from my lonely, dark pit of despair. So
yeah. When we look back at our lives, Drew, it's surreal to think who we get to be today because God's resurrection power. So you're right, man. I sometimes I forget to reflect on that. But if I look back right now, it's almost enough to bring me to tears because it's scary how brutal my life was.
Yeah. And now you're helping others who were in that same situation that you were in. What does that look like?
That looks actually a little different than we had thought. So we originally had Secret Habits started to help young newlywed couples because we believe that, you know, you buy a new car, you get a manual, but when you have a child and get married, there is really not a lot of good quality help. So we really saw that our young marriage was affected by porn. And we didn't really have anybody to go to for help. So we thought, why don't we start Secret Habit to help young married couples? So we started with the idea to do mentoring, certify with Brave Hearts. We love the idea of being a Sherpa guide and a mentor to these people. So we still mentor. We love mentoring. Helena does the women. She actually has her own pornography addiction as well. So she'll help women that have struggled or are betrayed. I'll work with men at any age, really. But one thing that's been added to our layer of helping is actually the opportunity to go into public schools and educate on the harms of pornography, on the research of pornography, on the healing of pornography, on the beauty of the other side. We get to talk about topics like consent, healthy consent, human trafficking. So it's just really added a layer to our ministry that's been an absolute blessing because we believe that pornography is the reason why there's demand for trafficking. So we're just so excited to be able to not only offer education, but then mentor those people that hear the education and need a light to get out of that life. So we do that. And then we're just so excited to continue to learn how to create content to equip leaders. So that's kind of our next leg of the journey. This COVID-19 has opened up opportunities to start thinking about maybe doing things sooner than we thought. But yeah, mentoring is our passion. We love speaking and educating as well, but we're so, invested in mentoring and learning how to better help people. Cause yeah, there's a lot of good help out there, but there's a lot of bad help. And we see people come to us so often with this story of, I saw this counselor and they told me this, and I can't believe how painful some people's story is. And it's actually the pain from someone who should have been able to help them.
Yeah. Yeah. So many have tried everything or felt like they've tried everything. Like, hey, I did what my pastor told me. I read my Bible more. I prayed more. I saw the counselor. I joined the accountability group. I got the software. Yeah. And nothing's working.
Yeah.
So, Sean, how can people get in touch with you and your wife?
Yeah, so our personal website is secrethabit.ca. If you did want to look into Open Door Center, their website is opendoorcenter.com. You can learn a little bit more about the full spectrum nonprofit we work for.
Yeah, and I love that because we need people to be offering this hope and healing at every stage. So for kids, for young single guys, for people approaching marriage, people newly married, people who have been married and they're going through an incredibly difficult process of trying to avoid divorce. And some of us are more on the back end of cleaning up damage, and some of us are preventing it. Yeah. And it sounds like you are here both preventing it, some of your presentations, and then also helping people heal from it. You're mentoring.
Yeah, that's right, man. And it's been a huge blessing because we love to do both. So someone can connect with us through secrethabit.ca would be the best. Our emails and contact info is on there. Our nonprofit Open Door Center actually helps youth in Canada, and youth in Canada are basically 14 to 35. So if you're 35 and you think you're old, you're actually a youth. So we really will help anybody that has a similar story to us. We believe that porn is no respecter of age. If someone's 60 and has the same struggle we had, we don't believe that they're any different than we are. So we do think we can help them. So as long as somebody has a similar story, we are totally open and available to help. And with COVID-19, we actually have some extra time right now to be mentoring more and to offer time for podcasts like this. So reach out. Yeah, we're here in a place where we want to be adding value. And we just believe that that's us sowing seeds. And we just believe the reward will be reaped down the road when we just add enough value. And as a nonprofit, that's the name of the game, is just adding value and making sure people know that there's hope.
Amen. Sean, thanks so much for joining us on Husband Material today. What is your favorite part about freedom from porn?
Freedom from porn, man. Well, it's been tied into everything we've talked about. And it's really, for me, the intimate and constant relationship with Jesus. It has transformed everything in my life. When I was addicted, I was unable to experience the incredible life that Jesus had for me. It was almost like there was this fog or this veil over my eyes. And I would wake up every day feeling like I had to earn his grace because of what I had done the night before. So I was never able to understand the gravity and the beauty of the cross. Like when Jesus looks at the criminal and says, "You will be in paradise with me," I could never see myself as that person because I thought I was much worse. So the intimate, constant relationship with Jesus, experiencing him and knowing him, is what has allowed me to live that holistic life, to actually be able to quit pornography, to have the marriage I have today, to have purpose that I have today, to actually step into ministry. Man, I don't think I would ever be able to do that if I wasn't surrendered to Jesus and had quit pornography. So those two things, it starts at the foundation of Jesus. The first layer, I believe, is quitting pornography, and then everything else builds on top. And when we look at the parable of the man who built his house on the rock, the storm still hit, everything still happened, but it was rock solid. So I just look at Jesus as that solid rock. And without quitting pornography, I would never have that solid rock. I would be living on sand my entire life.
Amen. Man, this has been so great. Sean, thanks for joining us. And for everyone else out there, know that Husband Material also offers individual coaching. You can sign up for a free coaching session at drewboa.com. And always remember, you are God's beloved son, in you he is well pleased.